Hi, this is Larry Bryant, native of Washington, D.C. I was diagnosed HIV positive in 1986.
It took me 5 years before I mentioned it to anybody. And the first person I mentioned it to was my mom. My family have been supportive, at least, I mean, my immediate family, my parents, my brothers and sisters have been very supportive of me. I mean, they were, you know, the first people who were excited when, you know, I started doing this work. And they have followed me. Especially my dad has followed me just almost as closely as when I played football and, you know, kept my articles and all that kind of stuff. So I think that's been, I've been very, very fortunate to have that kind of support from my family. With friends, with you know, relationships, it's been tough because, I mean, when I found out, I was, you know, between 18 and 19 years old, you know, in college my first year. I've always been a little shy and kind of to myself, despite the fact that I played sports and it was kind of hard to believe. But I've always been kind of to myself. So finding out, you know, my status at that age in college, already a little bit withdrawn, it really kind of shut me down a lot. So a lot of the normal, if you want to call it that, normal social development that I would have had, you know, between the ages of 19 and, you know, my whole 20s, it never happened. So I find myself now still at points where I'm a little, I still feel like the 18-year-old kid where I'm shy, I'm a little bit reluctant to talk to people, I'm a little bit uncomfortable meeting new people. And then to put the whole, you know, is this someone I disclose to? Do I even want to bother?
Right.
So, and then over time, I've gone through a whole lot of different scenarios where it's just scared the hell out of me, and sometimes I feel safer just not being anybody
right.
at all.
Yeah. How do you wish people would respond to you, you know, and treat you if you disclose to them?
Well, I mean, ideally, I want to be able to disclose, and you know, the person on the other end accepts me regardless.
Mm-hmm.
But in reality. And then I try to, and this might be my own rationalizing kind of taking over. But in reality, regardless of the status or not, there's always something in us that we're not really comfortable in dialogue.
Right.
Sometimes it could be that, you know, our eating habits, or what our favorite TV show is, or something that's happened in our past that we just feel kind of, you know, less than comfortable in revealing. And so it's kind of the same way on the surface. It's interesting now because of my job, because of my position, you know, a lot of my dialogue, a lot of the things that I get invited to, I do because I'm positive.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so in a lot of cases, people already know I'm positive before I get there. It's completely different, though, if you meet someone one-on-one. They have no idea who I am, and, you know, it scares me to death. And there, it just kind of goes to a point of, you know, do I feel comfortable with this?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And of course, there's a certain level of comfort and timing that has to happen where you just say, okay, now, this is it, you know.
What would you feel is the best response you've ever gotten from telling somebody your HIV status?
The best response? Well, I mean, the best response, or the response I'm usually most comfortable with is when it's not a big deal. I mean, I don't necessarily, I don't want to say, okay, well, I'm HIV positive. And it's like, oh, and then all of a sudden they're like really, really like overly kind of care. I mean,
right. Saying,
but just that I'm still Larry.
Right.
And everything is still, you know, it's just, you know, questions may change. And I know that the, you know, there are probably things that go on in other person's mind that questions, whatever, that might arise. It's just best human nature.
Mm-hmm.
But they treat me exactly the same.
Mm-hmm. Have you had any negative responses when you've disclosed to people?
Oh, yeah. There was a time where there was someone I really liked, more or less from a distance. People, when they find out, and sometimes it's a passive disclosure where, you know, I don't directly say I'm positive, but we might get in a roundabout conversation, or they might see an article about me, And I kind of purposely just wait and see what their reaction is going to be. You know? Mm-hmm. You know, you have people that literally leave skid marks. I mean, you never hear from them. They don't want to be bothered. They don't want to have anything to do with you. And that never, you never get used to that.
Yeah.
I don't care how confident I am myself or I am with my own position or status. I never.
How do you deal with that when that happens?
The only thing I can do is just move on. I mean, I carry it with me.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be lying if I said that I'm not disappointed or that my feelings at the very least aren't hurt.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you carry it and you move on, and eventually, hopefully, you wait for it to wear off. I feel it in me, no matter how bad it feels, I know it'll pass. I think that's one reason why I stay active in work and do so many things, because if I keep active, then things tend to rotate out of my head a lot faster.